hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. What an interesting name for a city, a Round Rock. At any rate, it is Tuesday, as I said, and if it's Tuesday, oh, you know what that means? Oh, I can sit and watch the numbers climb as I speak. Speaking of numbers and websites and all that stuff, if you have not checked out republicbroadcasting.org, maybe you have just a little button on your computer that you click on and you listen to the program, you need to take a look at it because we completely revamped the website. It's looking real good. I still don't know who the guy is on the tower on the banner for the network main page here. Somebody suggested that's me trying to dive off of it. But at any rate, folks, we have a service here. Newsletter, exclusive writers to the newsletter for Republic Broadcasting Network. That comes out twice, I almost said thrice monthly. Twice monthly, exclusive writers for that newsletter. There's something else thrown into the bargain for that. You would think $14.95 a month just for a newsletter is a good deal. We've added a few things just to make it more palatable for you to reach in your pocket and spend $14.95. Well, that's right. We give you 128 kilobit feed. That is broadcast quality feed, folks. Also, we will give you specials that will not be available to the rest of the listening audience. Sorry, guys. Even though that we go out and get the best advertisers we can find, products and services that directly benefit you, just not just a luxury or a throwaway buck, but actually improves your life. But in that newsletter, ladies and gentlemen, what you will get are discounts on products as well. $14.95, that'll disappear real quick on the discounts and the products and services we offer exclusively for the membership. $14.95, folks, can't beat it. Take a look at it on the main page, republicbroadcasting.org. And one other thing that we did, and this is a first in the industry. Now, there's a bunch of media players out there. Windows media player, this player, that player. Well, we added a little feature here. If you take a look at the right, if you're online right now, take a look at it. On the right-hand side and right-hand column, it says Listen Live Online. If you click that, it'll take you right to the player that is hooked directly to the website. So there's no need for media players or anything. A lot of people have problems with those things. Well, this is very simple. We made it brainless. All you have to do is click on play, and I'm doing right now. Oh, and I'm speaking. A little delay on that, a few seconds, but at any rate. Hey, Tuesday, folks, Mr. Robert Chapman. Mr. Robbie Noel, we all have websites. Eagles Up is Robbie's. Mr. Chapman is International Forecaster. And, of course, for the network, republicbroadcasting.org. Now that we got all the pages out of the way, we'll take the break and get into the substance of the day.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A lot of people like the new website. You can thank Robert Cleaver for that one. Wonder if his brother is Beav. No, I doubt it. At any rate, good afternoon, folks. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon. It's nice to be here again.
Well, I appreciate you being here, and we have Mr. Noel. I hear him breathing out there in Arizona.
How you doing, gentlemen?
I couldn't.
Right, thank you.
Breathing. I'm wheezing.
You're wheezing. What's going on in Arizona?
Yeah, nothing too exciting. 85 degrees. Everybody's fine. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy?
Yeah.
Well, hell. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What are they so happy about?
It's 85 degrees.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is people in Arizona love 85 degrees.
Well, aside from the political problems, the economic problems, gas prices, inflation running rampant, gentlemen, all is well with the world, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
oil was 10 cents away from $120 a barrel.
And, Bob, what did we say? Look for that oil to go up to 130, possibly 150 in a few months. We said that a few months ago. It's teetering right on that 120. And, Bob, I didn't do this, and I want people to understand this, that how these oil companies operate. Now, they do contracts, all right, and they lock prices in. Now, if you think, if it hurts you, it really grinds your tush here, to see record profits for the oil companies. Let me explain to you exactly how they're getting it, coming and going. You at the pump, that's what most people recognize, but it's much, much more than that. It's transportation costs, it's manufacturing, plastics, which is makes up now, what, 70, 75% of all the stuff that we have out there that's built. The prime ingredient in that deal, oh, that's right, is oil. So prices for durable goods and knickknacks and whatnots are going to rise. It's not manna from heaven. Your stuff on your grocery shelves, retail stores, it's not beamed in. It's not through a particle disintegrator and reanimator. No, it has to be trucked in. Those prices are yet to hit. You've seen it happen already in the airline industry. But we've got major problems here. And the inflation is going to continue to heat up as that those oil prices continue to climb. Now, I've said this on the phone, on the program before, and for the people that are sick of hearing me say this, I'll say to you this is the last time that I'll report on this. But it is important that people understand that greed and avariciousness is the buzzword of the day with our oil baron friends. Now, understand, the oil crisis is spinning in our face. Though it has not yet become fault accompli. There are various proven processes to produce alternative fuels and reduce the cost of gas below $2 a gallon. However, the greed of our oil baron friends is no different than the greed of the rubber barons 70 years ago. Exxon owns, gentlemen, 29 billion, that's with a B, barrels of oil. And right now, check the market price, a few cents off of 120. Per barrel, they have an inventory value, just at $100, of $2.9 trillion. Now, that oil cost Exxon a measly $5.45 a barrel, at $100 a barrel. Now, keep this in mind. Keep the $100 in barrel of oil in mind. Chevron's estimated oil inventory is worth an estimated $2.2 trillion. Their cost, a little bit lower, at $5.34 per barrel. Royal Dutch Shell, their inventory valued at $2.6 trillion, only cost them $5.77 a barrel. And these are trillions with a capital T. Now, those companies have a profit over $95 a barrel, and that's at $100, not $120, over $95 a barrel, and they'll fight to near death to maintain that margin and favorable tax treatments on their enormous profits per barrel. Now, they're making the profit on the barrel of oil, but this is before, gentlemen, it hits the refinery, and they break it down for various uses, whether it be diesel fuel or jet fuel or gas, regular, mid-grade, you know, premium gas, which we're paying through the nose. And, of course, as I mentioned, the other industries that are so dependent on oil. Bob, wait till these price increases really come full force into the market. And we're going to see inflation. What would be your estimate on inflation just due to the high cost of this oil, the black gold?
Well, I think that the move, say, from $95 a barrel up to $120, which is about $25 a barrel, that should take inflation up at least an additional 1%. And I've got it running right now around 12 3/8. And so, and that'll get through the pipeline within a month or two. And of course, that's driving season for Americans. And so, we're looking at probably 13.3% inflation during the summer, maybe as high as over 14. It's hard to tell because, as you mentioned, it's not only gasoline. It's all those other products that are made from the petroleum base. And so, and then we have this other factor of the skyrocketing cost of food of all kinds, and now shortages, particularly in immigrant communities that eat specialized things like lots of rice and use a lot of cooking oil and things like that. And how bad that'll get in the United States remains to be seen, but there is shortages in New England and New York and also on the West Coast. So if you put that together with the energy increases in cost, that should probably take, by the end of the year, inflation up to, by my figures, 15%. But then we also have the money and credit, which is running between 17 and 18% in its increases. So that alone would have taken it to 15%. So what are we looking at here? We could be looking anywhere between 14 and 18% inflation by year end.
All right, but explain to me, kind sir, how can we have increases in grains, dairy products? I mean, this stuff is going through the roof. That's not accelerating at 12.5%. We're seeing in foodstuffs sometimes a 40 or 50% increase. Is that figure factored into your 12.5, 12 and three quarter?
Up till now, yes, but it'll increase exponentially shortly. And those figures won't show up and begin to show up until this month.
But you also got to take into consideration that the rising commodity prices across the board are also representative of a falling dollar.
Well, that is a reflection, yes, of the falling dollar. With oil, we have the added factor of the distinct possibility that the maniac who runs that country might start another war in Iran. And that's why it's easy for oil to go higher. So that takes care of the energy complex. As far as the food complex is concerned, we have to consider that too much agricultural production is being devoted to ethanol, which is a disaster unto itself. And if they want to ease off on the food problem to some extent, Europe and the United States in particular have got to stop producing ethanol. It's as simple as that. In fact, at the G7 meeting last week, they came out and said that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They engineered this whole thing.
I thought it was a member of U.S. agriculture that said it, but it was actually a European Union member that actually made the comment. And subsequently, this week, you've seen wheat and corn obviously correct, not by a lot, but you saw a correction after that statement.
Right. And, you know, this is all pre-planned. Nothing is by coincidence.
Yes.
And the energy is increases are to make the oil companies more money. And that's partially driven by the war drums that are being beaten in Washington, and the food by ethanol. And they want to kill all the people off in the third world that they can. They're useless eaters, and that's the way they look at it, and that's what they want to happen. And in the meantime, I've been, on the shows that I've been on, I've been expressing that people should definitely be buying dehydrated, freeze-dried foods. They are moving up in cost, so that's a reason if you'd ever considered buying them. And secondly, it's good to have them on hand in cases of emergency, such as we might be developing into, and that doesn't consider tornadoes and hurricanes and things like that, particularly if you have children. And incidentally, when you buy those kinds of things, buy things that you normally eat.
Yeah, forget the plastic sheeting and duct tape.
Gentlemen, you know, I see the news stories are starting to emerge right now that there are shortages on rice. People in California, they're only allowed to buy a bag. And we're talking about areas that are heavily dependent on rice and that kind of foodstuff because of their makeup, mostly Asian. We have reports from around the country that These major retailers, Costco and the likes, are putting self-imposed bans on the amount of grains and or rice that you can purchase. And I'm starting to see the stories right now. Well, in light of this food crisis worldwide and these shortages, here comes the hoarding factor again. That if you're dumb enough not to have any storable foods on hand, well, you're somehow some miscreant that's hoarding, and you're depriving somebody else. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My favorite invention that mankind has done, the telephone, is now open, 800-313-9443. If you would like to make any inquiries of Mr. Robert Chapman, Robbie Noel, or myself, or all three of us, that is fine, 800-313-9443. And the caller wanted to know, Bob, will gold mining stocks go down with market crash? Should we wait and buy after?
No, I think that gold mining stocks will not go down with a collapse in the stock market. And one of the reasons why is they really haven't gone up that much over the past 8 years, considering what gold has done. And a lot of them are just starting to really make some good money. These are the producing companies. And so they're more than reasonably priced. There can be downside, but I think the upside is five times as likely as a downside. And so you would want to hold gold and silver stocks, just like you would want to hold your gold and silver coins for the duration of this segment of the bull market, which is the inflationary segment, which we, in fact, have just been talking about. And no matter what the United States government does in their effort to keep gold and silver from going up, sooner or later they're going to run out of gas. And once it starts trading, they start trading freely, then you'll see some real action. I mean, today in the spot market, gold was up 740. And in the aftermarket, they banged it all over the place. I mean, I've got quotes from 3:30 this morning, and silver was up 24 cents. It went up around 50-odd cents during the course of the day and ended up 27 cents. So they continue to try to influence the market, but in the long term, they can't do that. And I recommend that people don't trade either coins or the shares unless there's a very, very good reason. And so you're in and you stay in, and if you do have a correction in the price of both gold and silver bullion, then you take that as an opportunity to be an additional buyer.
Robbie, I wanted to ask you a question. This is a little out of context here, but
sure.
There are people out there that have bought coins from other trading companies and paid exorbitant fees for these coins. Are you in a position to take these overpriced coins while there is still a market out there? And our philosophy here, especially at Republic Trading Group with Robbie at the helm, our idea about this is the mostest for the leastest. Rather than getting into all these fandangled collectible coins and all these overpriced coins, would you advise, and do you have the capability of taking people's coins that they paid way too much for, and while the market is still fairly strong for those collectibles, converting those, selling them off, and then buying, say, British sovereigns or whatever? Would that be worth their while?
You can't make a blanket statement and say that it is appropriate in all cases. Some cases it is appropriate, in other cases it isn't. I'm not a big proponent of swapping metal for metal, just simply because the exercise means you're selling at wholesale and buying at retail. It makes brokers very happy because you get to double dip. It all depends. I mean, it all depends on the price that they paid, and obviously the price that can be realized. So you can't just use it as a general statement that could be a solution to a problem. So it would have to be on an individual basis based on what they bought and the price they bought and how long they've been holding the coins. So it's very tough to make a blanket statement.
Okay,
There's no question. Our philosophy is quite simple. Although there's a good possibility that high-grade numismatics will retain their premium when gold gets to 2,000, but that's no guarantee. We don't know what the premiums are going to be when gold gets to 2,000, so rather than go for a pig in a poke, we try to stay as close to the intrinsic value of the metal as possible, because when gold gets to $2,000, I want to know I've got $2,000, if you follow me on that. But let me ask Bob two questions. The first question is, when do the miners start reporting their first quarter?
Same time most of the other companies do, and that begins this week and stretches all the way into the end of May.
Because I think we could see some amazing results coming from first quarter reports.
Yeah, I think
especially
you're right. But you got to remember, you know, the stock markets and stocks in particular, individually, are supposed to go up based upon their earnings. And sometimes you have markets that don't do that. And a good example is the general stock market right now. You have four or five companies that come out and say our earnings are not up to expectations or they're dreadful, and the market goes up 300 points on the Dow. And when you have exterior forces operating in the market, there is no logic. That exterior force is the United States government. And they have their minions shorting the gold and silver stocks, shorting gold and silver. So you don't know what you're going to get. The earnings are great. The question is, will they move the market in those shares?
All right. We'll take the break. We'll come back right after the bottom of the hour break here. We'll take some calls and more information coming your way.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let us go to the telephones. Richard in Alabama, welcome to the program. No, Richard? How about Steve in Oregon? Steve,
great,
you there?
Great job you're doing, John.
Thank you.
Great show that you have, as usual. Really like your new website.
Thank you.
This is my first time talking to Bob Chapman. I've been unable to talk to him at the conferences and cult shows in Canada. And it's really an honor, Bob, that I'm able to speak to you one-on-one. I really admire you, and I think you're a real man and a patriot, and I want to thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your commentary. I don't do the conferences anymore because of the Nazis that they have at the airports and the hassle I went through every time.
Yeah. I gleaned that from some of your interviews and posts over the last few months. Bob, I have $150,000 in gold and silver bullion, and that's all I own in the world. I sold some properties, and I was wondering what your recommendation would be to me as far as private property and supplies and stuff like that. I hate to get too low on these physical stocks that I have, but I think it's time I need to take care of some business as far as physical and food and stuff like that. What do you recommend?
Well, I think that you need more diversity. There's nothing wrong with bullion, but if we have a very bad situation in the country and you hand somebody a small ingot of gold, they're going to say, gee, I believe you, but I really don't know anything about gold, and I really don't want to exchange these chickens for that ingot. And but if you had an American Eagle or a British Sovereign or something like that, they'd say, well, gee, that's a coin. I can identify that coin. Yeah, that's what it's worth in today's market. Yeah, there's 100 chickens over here you can have for that. So it's easier to barter with coins than it is with bullion. And so I would think that you would increase your position by selling some bullion and buying some coins to have some diversification in that area. I would also consider, depending on your personality, some stocks, particularly the quality ones that are doing well, like Robbie's favorite and mine, Agnico Eagle, a Goldcorp, or Silver Standard. These are good companies to consider. And don't leave out the fact that, like we mentioned earlier in the program, that you should consider having food put away, dehydrated and freeze-dried food, and a method of defending your family and access via filters to clean water. And I think they all kind of go as a package.
Let me ask you a question, Steve. All of what you have, is it in ingots, bullion?
What it is in, there's 70,000 in, 90% junk, 1 ounce silver eagles.
Okay.
That's 70,000 worth. And the other is in, 10th ounce and 1 ounce gold.
Okay. Bullion. So we're not talking
about...
Well,
you don't need to diversify, then you already have.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
Wait
a minute, Steve.
I have no property. I'm renting now.
Right.
And I feel so insecure that I don't have a safe spot to go to.
With that kind of money, I wouldn't worry.
Well, just
really?
Make sure that
feel
you can
broke
defend
compared
it.
To you guys.
Listen, you better have assault weapons.
No, I'm in the business of making millionaires. I'm not a millionaire. It's people like yourself that had the wherewithal to liquidate something, whether it be property or whatever assets, cars, you know, whatever you had. I'm envious because I don't have the capability of doing that.
Hey, John and Bob, one last question before I go. I was considering taking $30,000 and putting it into a brokerage account. I was going to use that Penn trade out of Coeur d'Alene. They seem fairly solid. And putting it into Agnico Eagle, Pan American, and Yamana. But my heart was kind of scared or apprehensive to do that, because if we have the Dow go to 7,000 and the stock in the real estate market takes a royal dump, and we have this credit crunch that's imminent, will I be able to liquidate my Agnico Eagle at, say, $150 or $200 or $250 a share, or Yamana at $30, $40, $60, and Pan American, say, at $150? That worries me. That would be my last question.
Well, it really shouldn't, because there's no precedent to make one think that you couldn't liquidate. There's only been one time that gold stocks and silver stocks have gone down when the market went down in the 50 years that I've been involved, and that was in October of 1969, and it was a fluke. And they went down until February or March, and then they started to turn, and they flattened out. And as the market headed lower that year, there was a big correction. gold and silver shares move back up again. And so I wouldn't be concerned of that.
And the banks and the liquidity locking up, Bob, can you address that?
Say that again?
If the brokerages and the banking system and the wire systems lock up, is that a potential problem?
Well, that's possible, but not probable, because what they have to do if banks lock up is roll the accounts to other banks or declare the banks insolvent. And then you'd be, if you had money in the bank, you'd be insured for $100,000. And I would assume you'd get paid fairly soon because they want to keep liquidity in the system, even if they had to print it up overnight. As far as the securities are concerned, we know the experiences in every correction that we've had, and particularly during the 1930s. And yes, brokerage firms go under, but their accounts are then taken over by other firms that are more solvent. And so we've never had a time in America where you haven't been able to cash out. In fact, during the 1930s, home stake went from $600 to $600 a share, and everybody got to cash out. So I don't think that's a factor. I think the purchase of shares has to meet your personality. And if you're someone who wants to use shares because they have a lot more leverage than bullion or bullion coins have, then you do it. And if you don't, you don't.
Steve, let me ask you, aside from your little treasure trove that you have, and if it's worth $150,000 now, and we adjust that for inflation, and we know that gold is going to at the very least, without a shred of doubt, going to reach that $2,200-$2,300 an ounce, and many are predicting. And I have a tendency to stay away from the joy boys that are peddling their products saying, oh, gold's going to go to $5,000 or $6,000. It might. But just let's take a look at what you've got and say that it doubles. Now you're sitting there with over $300,000 if it just doubles off of current price. But do you have, and we look for it to at least triple. So you're looking at probably anywhere from $400,000 to $500,000. I'm not sure that I would mess with that little nest egg at this point in time. What other income source do you have?
None.
None? Okay, so you're living off of your little treasure trove right now?
Yeah.
Is there any possibility that you can go out there and do something?
Yeah, I'm right in the transition of going back to a union job and making okay. $24 an hour.
All right. I would highly suggest that you do that and don't mess with what you've got. Because, as I said, and keep something in mind, and you're a little shaky right now. You're not sure which way to jump, but let me tell you something. It is going to be a buyer's market for property. You say that you don't have any place right now. You will in the future, and it's going to be rock bottom pricing out there. It's going to be a seller's market, a buyer's market, not a seller's market.
Right.
So I would, if I were you, sir, and I was in your position, I'd be out there working as much as I can, gathering as much wealth as I can out there, converting it however which way you want to. But I would leave that little treasure trove alone.
Well, I just want to thank you, John, and Bob, and Robbie, and you guys are real gentlemen, and you've really been a help. So thank you for taking my call, and have a nice day.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate your call. Gentlemen, good advice on that one?
We think
sure.
so.
Okay. All right. And
let me ask Bob a question, because obviously if you deal with the scuttlebutt that's been taking place on various financial websites, there's a lot of concern, and I didn't even notice it until it was brought to my attention, Bob. But over the past month, I think it is, the trading hours for gold has been extended to where gold now is pretty much a 24-hour trading cycle. And on the Kitco's daily price sheets, we now see the addition of a thing called New York Globex. And a lot of people are speculating that with the introduction of the New York Globex, it helps explain the crazy volatility that we see in gold. I mean, today, for instance, if you look at the chart, Gold spiked from 916 all the way up to 928, then retraced all the way back to 912.
Bob?
You got any explanation for that?
Yeah, it closed at 922, which is $10 up off the high on a spot basis. But the explanation is the United States government. They're in manipulating the market. And this new New York Global Globex market is just another method that's been created for the government by the New York Mercantile Exchange to have trading 24 hours a day worldwide. They can do, I think it's 33 trades a second. And
yeah.
I have a piece on it in tomorrow's issue. And
okay,
it's
good.
Just another thing been dreamed up to manipulate the market. And it's not going to work in the final analysis. Short term, you're going to get volatility. And that's going to come anyway. And it's an effort to manipulate. And it's going to be unsuccessful like all of their other manipulative devices.
Bill in Kansas, you're up next. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got a financial question, kind of on personal finances, if you guys don't mind.
That's where all finances really are.
That's true.
They're at the home.
That's true. In my state of preparedness that I'm in, my wife and I have decided to put our motorcycle up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
The original intent, we have two auto loans, and we wanted to get them out of debt.
Right.
But we have a HELOC that runs 1.5% above prime. And with I don't think this is going to happen too soon, but once this thing bottoms out, I expect to see interest rates skyrocket. Would we be better off to pay down the HELOC or go with the original plan of paying off the automobiles and having them free and clear where no one could touch them?
Bob?
Well, I wish you'd read the international forecaster about 6 months ago when I went short the hog. And the hog is Harley-Davidson.
I
think it was $58 a share. It's around 35 or 6 right now. And
mm-hmm.
so the subscribers have done enormously well shorting that stock. And it's got a long way to go on the downside. They just shut down a whole bunch of capacity. But the real weakness in hog and all of those other manufacturers of automobiles and motorcycles and other things is that they were all giving loans to people who shouldn't have had them. And so that was the main reason besides the drop in earnings. But getting off from that, to answer your question, I would have sold the motorcycle some time ago. If you still think you can get a reasonable price for it, I would do so.
And let me ask you this, because that's more
pay
up
off
my
the loan.
Yeah, that's more up my alley. Bill, what kind of bike is it?
It's a 2004 Road King.
Okay, and what do you owe left on it?
It's free and clear.
It's free and clear right now.
Yes.
How much do you owe on the other two cars?
Combined, about $7,500.
So by selling off your hog, you'll be able to make up the difference in what you owe on those remaining vehicles?
I certainly hope to. I have had it advertised quite some time at what I thought was pretty generous price and haven't had any bites on it yet.
Mm, yeah, well, there's a lot of Harleys on the market out there.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of people, I don't consider, I've got a 2003 anniversary Sportster,
mm-hmm.
But I don't consider that a luxury item. What I will do is I'll dump one of the vehicles when the time comes. I'll keep that motorcycle because it gets over 30 miles to a gallon. And that motorcycle can go places that a car will not or cannot. So it's kind of my boogie bike, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is being close to paid off, but I will dump one of the remaining two vehicles that I have, and I'll downsize to one of those, but I will always keep that bike. But that's a decision on your part. I know where you're going, you know, with paying off your existing loans on those cars, which isn't a bad approach. I just hope that you get what you're looking for, at least to get out from under those notes on those vehicles.
Right. Well, I understand the Harley market pretty well. I've been riding them for many years. It's not been an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the biggest mistake I probably made was selling my 1983 lowrider and then buying a new one. Should have kept it.
But, hey, that's right. Hindsight is 2020, isn't it?
I'd like to make one other comment. You got a, what I believe is a fairly new advertiser, Federal Debt Relief System.
Mm-hmm.
I enrolled with them, I believe, in September, and I am satisfied thus far with the progress of their, you know, of what they do to eliminate your credit card debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate that, and I'll tell you what, this is a big deal, and people need to be, they're not quite there yet, Bill. They're still convinced that they need to have some credit cards. They're still worried about their credit score, and they shouldn't be, because there's not going to be a whole lot of credit to be loaned here in the next 10 to 15 years. That market is going to remain very, very tight. And Bob, I want to get your take on that along with you, Robbie, after this break. Bill, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All righty. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
We are back. Gentlemen, response to my inquiry prior to the break?
Well, I mean, look, credit is becoming tight. Look, Bank of America just pulled a $1 billion credit line from Sears. Your major retailers are all having their credit pulled. We're in a credit crunch. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. I mean, they pulled equity lines of credit from people who had equity in their homes. It's a serious problem.
And Bob, when I mentioned there's not going to be a whole lot of credit out there available for people, a lot of people are still worried about their credit cards and their credit scores. Folks, I don't know why you're concerned about that. And for you folks out there that have a large amount sitting on your credit cards right now, my question is why? Because you created that line of credit with your signature. Call it monetization, call it what you will. But these credit card companies brought nothing and put nothing on the table. You created the credit yourself. And if you're sitting there and you're paying exorbitant amounts and worst case scenario, you're just sitting there paying the interest and the balance is remaining on those credit cards. And you're one of these people that believe that your worth in this society is by how many pieces of plastic you have in your wallet parked next to your keister. Get out of that line of thought, because credit scores here in the very near future aren't going to mean diddly squat. They're not. And I would suggest to folks out there, we have a credit card elimination. Let me ask you this question. Would you be able to make it right now if you were to dump those credit cards and leave that money in your checking account? Would you be able to make it? Or are you close to making it? Maybe trimming your budget a little bit here or a little bit there. You'd be even with the board. You can meet your monthly bills without having those credit cards. And I do a program on this network from 1 to 2 p.m. every day called Cash Flow. My good friend James Martinez, Hollywood producer, actor, real knowledgeable about this. He ran in those banking circles. He knows the game. And we have been getting people out of this credit card morass. And that means that you're not bothered by any creditors. You're not bothered by any bill collectors. You don't have lawyers with their letterhead posing as lawyers, attorneys representing somebody. No, they've gone into the bill collection thing themselves because they get a percentage of what they recover from you. What if I were to tell you that you don't have to pay another dime on your credit cards and somebody can assume that debt for you and you'll never be harassed? And by the way, 100% victory rate in court. That is my good friend, Brad Daly, rather. And this is Court Mediation Services. Folks, I would highly suggest that you dial this number. Write this down. Because you're going to have to make an adjustment in your lifestyle and your way of thinking. Maybe not today. Maybe not even next week. But you're going to have to do it. Write this number down. 888-213-7655. I say again, 888-213-7655. You'll hear a 13-minute recorded message. And then do yourself another favor. Call my co-host, James Martinez, at 877-331-0626, or simply just email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. What can you do with that cash rather than give it to these vampires? And do it legally, without retribution. That's a good question to ask. Hour two coming up, 800-313-9443. I will have these two fine and refined gentlemen with us into that next hour. And we'll take your calls, as I said, at 800-313-9443. Gentlemen, stand by. Hour two coming up.